Okay, we're picking up three lines from the bottom of Samech Tesam or Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilo Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov, Neshama Shavaliyah, and also Le'ilo Nishmas Gittel Bas Yosef Tzvi, both Neshama Shavaliyah. So now the Gemara is discussing another question of Rabbah. Boy, Rabbah, three lines from the bottom of Samech Tesam or Beis. Rabbah asks, Kiyem L'chi Hayom. So the husband or the father heard the neder, and he says, I'm going to be confirming this neder only for today. Kim l'chayom. So mahu? What's the halacha over here? So what's the two tzadim? Mi arminan ki anda malei mufar l'chi l'machar. Do we assume that it's as if the husband is saying to you that on the day that he's hearing it, that I am therefore going to be made for the neder? I am removing the neder tomorrow, and therefore we could assume that maybe that would imply that it's only going to be for today and tomorrow I'm going to be removing it, then it's going to be an implied hafara, and therefore it's going to be able to be a valid hafara for starting tomorrow. Because that's Biyom Shamo, that's the day that you hear about it, was today. So you are telling her that it's only going to be chal today, and tomorrow you want it to be not chal. Ul Dilma, halo amrla. At the end of the day, though, over here, the tzad is that he did not explicitly tell her that it's going to be mufar for tomorrow. And since you don't use those words, that's not going to be an explicit, it's not going to be explicit hafara, and maybe hafaras need to be explicit and not just implied by the lashon. So the Gemara is assuming that if the husband says in this version, if the husband says that kiyam lechi ayom umufar lach machar beferish, the Gemara seems to be saying as a davar pashut that would be in fact a valid hafara. Even though the Torah says biyom shamo, the Gemara is assuming that means only in terms of when you're hearing about it. But if you are also making the ability to be able to make for the neder in the next case, that in the next day rather, that is going to be okay. We're going to see that this hanacha is not so pashut, that the Gemara is assuming the fact that I have the ability to be able to be made for it because I hear about it today and I say that it's going to take effect tomorrow. If I say it as a davar pashut, the Gemara assumes that would be chal. We're going to see in the next instant to lomar that that's really not so pashut. Let's turn it to next time. But now turning on to Ayin Amad Aleph. So however, im timtze lomar halo amar la, and if you're going to assume that if the person does not say it and you need to be said explicitly, you need to say explicitly that it's amay for it for tomorrow lamachar, then what about the case where you say amar la mufar lechi lamachar? If he says to her that I am going to be made for it tomorrow, mahu? What is the assumption over here? Mi amrina lamachar lomati mefer. Do we assume that since tomorrow he's not able to be made for the neder, daha kaim l'nidrayom, because he confirmed the neder in terms of today? And we're assuming that the fact that you say mefer lamachar, that implies that today it's totally kayam, and therefore that's a biyom shama, that's a problem of biyom shama. That's the first side. Dilma, the second side is, kevan de lo amala kiyam lachi ayom, since he did not tell her explicitly that it's confirmed for you today, ki ka'amar la mufar lechi lamachar, that's as if to say to her that it's going to be mufar tomorrow, me'ayom ka'amar, but he wants it to be chal today, meaning the second side is at the end of the day, since you don't say explicitly kia em lecha hayom, so that would only be affected by the fact that you're made for it tomorrow. So it's kiila, the hafar is really, the process of the hafar is really starting today. Now the Ran just points out that lechora this is a little bit different. This is a little bit different than the two tzadim over here are assuming two different anachas, because the first anacha assumes it's davar pashut, as Lashon of the Ran says, the ilu amar kayam lechi ayom umufar lai lamachar, in the first side is pshita lei demahani. In the first side, that is a davar pashut. And then the second side of vasar achimashma de lo mahani dahadar by mufar lei lechim lamachar. The very next imtut tzalomar that we're placing over here is saying that whole anacha, that whole premise is actually that's not so pashut at all. The Ran points it out that lechora the two tzadim over here are not they're not in conjunction with each other, not really working so well. So the Ran's answering the Enochanami that the first question is saying that what's the halacha with regards to afara today? Now, meaning once if you assume that afara is good today, meaning he's adding that in, that really the anacha of the first tzad was that really if you assume anacha is good today, then in Echanami, then we could say that maybe even if you imply it, that should be good enough. But that obviously has the anacha, as the Ran says, that it implied that it has to be pashut, that it has to be today. And then the Ran says that then the second Imtim Tzolomar is saying in a Chanami that maybe it's not even valid today. And that's what we're saying. Even if you say it explicitly, that's what our next Imtim Tzolomar is really in fact asking. Fine. So that was the The Gemara asks now in the second Imtim Tzolomar. Now the Gemara asks, Imtim Tzolomar, Filu Achid, even if you want to assume that you say Mufar tomorrow is in, and Kayam today is good, again, so that the reason that you say the Lashon of, when you say the Lashon of, Mufar Leila Machar, so there, again, so I don't know if I said this explicitly, but Mufar Leila Machar, you don't say explicitly Kiyam Lach Hayom, that I'm mekayim it for today. If you said kiyam lachayom, then maybe it actually would be a problem. Not like I said originally, that really is going to be a problem, because the lashon of, that you're saying specifically, that I'm saying mufar lach lamachar. So therefore, I haven't said explicitly that kiyam lachayom. So now the Gemara is saying that if we assume that afilo ach, that even if you say that it's mufar lach lamachar and implies that it's kayim today, kiman to kayim ayom, since you're confirming the neder today, lamachar kiman to isedami, tomorrow it's as if the neder was therefore going to be chal, and you can't be mufar it on the next day. That's what we're assuming right now. So then, kiyam lachisha, so then if that's the case, what would be the following shaylak you could ask? Is what happens if he says, I want this neder to be chal for an hour? So here, we're adding into the question, into the mixture now, is mo, mirmin and kiman, damar le mufar lechil achar shadami. Do we assume it as if he says to her that it's going to be far within an hour? And this point is even more of a reason to assume that you'd be able to be made for the neder. Why? Because that's biyom shamo. That's still within his jurisdiction of being able to be made for the neder. You want it to be made for. You want to remove the neder. You want to do to revoke the neder within that same day. So that makes sense that you should be able to say that. Odil maha lo amrla. Or maybe we can assume that he did not say to her explicitly that it's mufar to you after an hour, and therefore the neder is not going to be chal. And now the Gemara says ha imtem tzolomar ha lo amrla. At the end of the day, by inferring that it's going to be mufar from an hour is a problem over here, meaning even though it's within his jurisdiction of his day, that he's able to normally be made for a neder, but he didn't say so explicitly. So what would be the halacha if he actually does say explicitly? Mi amar lamai? What happens if he says explicitly, ki am lacha lasha, and mufar lach lachar sha, that I want it to be chal for an hour, whatever neder he took. However, after an hour, I want it to be revoked. What would that be left over there? Because there he is again explicitly saying that. So here the question is fundamentally just, is it within his jurisdiction or not? Mia Mrina came on to Kaimo Kaimo, since at the end of the day you had confirmed the neder, so even if it's for a short amount of time, that's as if it's confirmed, and we do not allow you to ever revoke that confirmation. Oh, Dilma, that's the first stud. Keva de kula yome bar hakama o bar afaru. No, but we can view it as the whole day. Let's look at the day. The whole day, biyom shama is the day that he's allowed to be made for it. So since it's the whole day and it's in his jurisdiction of that day, then I would assume that maybe he's allowed to be made for the neder. Ki amar mufar lechil achar sham mehani. Then when he says it's going to be mufar after an hour, that should be an effective hafara, because it's within his jurisdiction. So the Gemara says, what's the din? So now the Gemara wants to answer at least the very last question. Tashma, we can have a raya from the Mishnah in Nazir. The Mishnah says, Harein in Nazir. A woman says, I am a Nazir. That was one of the questions Rosh Hashanah used to ask for the Kol Elyon. So he used to ask different like Yediyah questions. So one of the questions that he would ask is a woman allowed to be a Nazir? Or this is in Mishnah, again, Smicha, I remember which one. But because you have to interview with the Rosh Hashanah to get the Smicha. So he just likes to see the general knowledge people are holding just in you know, different Pashut things. So can a woman become a Nazir? So everyone's like, Mephalpel, and it's a fair shabbos. Like, Isha, Isha, Ki, Indar, Lindar, then Lazir, then Israel Hashem. The pasuk says, Isha, Isha. It says a woman is allowed to be a Nazir, so it's a fair shabbos. He's not asking you for Sol Mundas, he just wants to know. The pasuk of Chumash tells you that you're allowed to become a woman's a Nazir. So anyway, so a woman says she's a Nazir. She says, I am a Nazira. Ushma Baila, V'amar, Vani. And he says, and me. So generally, when it comes to halachas of nazir, whenever the person says Harini nazir, and the guy next to him says ani, so that is including that the second guy now is also becoming a nazir, saying anai, I'm going to be like you, I'm going to become a nazir. That's what the Mishnayos are going to, the Gemara is going to talk about mid-December. After we get up to Nadar, we're going to do nazir. That's what we're going to discuss. So the Gemara says in yachalafir, he is not allowed to be able to do a hafara on her nazirus, because the fact that he says va'ani, so therefore he had claimed that he had made that he wants her to be a nazira, and he's saying, and I also want to be like you and become a nazir as well, and that's already a kiyum, and therefore you're not allowed to do hafara after the kiyum. So the Gemara asks, though, v'amai, why should that be that this is the case? Name of Va'ani Damarhu Al Nashe Davi Nazir. Maybe we could assume that when he's saying Va'ani and I should be a Nazir, that I my alone should be a Nazir, Aval Harani Nazira Dila Hadesha Akas Kaim Alakasha by Lifer. So what is he saying? He says, I want to become a Nazir. I want to become a Nazir because you're a Nazir right now, but in an hour from now, I don't want you to become a Nazir. I'm going to remain a Nazir because it's Chal based on the fact that you are a Nazira, and I'm going to become a Nazir because I said Vani, but in an hour from now, I do not want you to be a Nazira anymore. And that's still, saying Vani should not affect that anymore, because the whole problem, if you said Vani, clearly indicated you wanted to become a Nazir, saying, I'm going to become a Nazir like you're a Nazira. So you can't do that if she's not a Nazir and you're uprooting that. So the Gemara suggests right now, though, based on the Diyuk and the Mishnah, why can't you suggest that you should be able to say that, I'll let you be a Nazir for an hour, and Va'ani, I'm going to be a Nazir, because you were Chal for at least a little bit, you were a Nazira, and then I want to be made for your Nazir an hour later. So what comes out is Lechora, that can't be, that since that option is not available, Lechora, we see a Raya, that this does not work to allow her to become a Nazira for an hour and then remove it. So we see that if a person is a Mekayim, part of the Nazir, in an hour from now, you will not be able to release it. So that's what we're going to flesh it out. Again, let's just read that back inside of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, why should that be? Vamai, Nema Vanida Amaru al Danafshi da Havi Nazir, Aval Reina Nazira di Law, the Shachas Kaim Alacha Shah, Ibai Lefer. Again, why in this case we're telling you that after an hour, can you not uproot her and uproot her neder, and still your neder will be called because for that hour she was still nazira. So now the Gemara is saying, La mishum dekema dekaima kaima lachora. Can't we say that from the moment that he was mekayim that neder, that she should be a nazira? So that means that it's done. It's good forever. You no longer are able to do hafara on that. And that's a raya that even if she said, if a person says, she makes whatever neder it is, whatever she says, you don't want to eat apples. And you say, for an hour I'm keeping the neder, then I don't want to do hafara for you after that. So the halacha is you can no longer, that's not chal. We see a raya that would not be allowed, just like the case with the nazira. So Gemara says, no, you don't bring a raya from that Mishnah. Maybe that Mishnah is different because, kasavar, kol va'ani kamadu mekayim l'chila olam dami. No, because what does the lashon va'ani meant? It didn't seem to imply that when you said, she says, I'm going to be a Nazira for whatever long hour she wants to stumble in Nazira, 30 days I'm going to be a Nazira, and then I'm going to bring my chorus, and I'm going to finish my Nazira. So you say va'ani, so that implies that I want you to be a Nazira for the whole term, and whatever term that you were saying, and that's forever, and that forever until you're finishing your term. And I agree, and I want to be like you on Nazira also. It doesn't apply that you're letting her be a Nazira for an hour, and then that wasn't a shame Nazira. So the Nazira is 30 days. You have 30 days for Nazira. So that's not what people imply when they say Vani. So therefore, since it's not what people imply, the Gemara is assuming that this should therefore not be a case of a case where he would be saying Va'ani. So it must be that when he says Va'ani, he really means that I want you to be a full Nazir for Nazir for whatever term you want to complete. And I also am going to follow along that line. So therefore we have no Raya to the case of being Mefer for an hour and then subsequently removing it after. So we don't have a Raya for that. Okay, that's how we end up ending the mission. Now we're continuing with the case again. We're talking about the Hafara of a Naira who's done by both the husband and her Arus. The purpose, again, there's two stages of marriage. I mentioned it many times. So you have the Erisin and the Nisuin. The Erisin is just Harayat Mikudeshali. The man is married to her with a ring. That's Kiddushin Midoreisa. However, you don't complete and consummate the marriage till generally, we're going to actually see this on today's daf, a year later. When it comes to at least a Naira, it would be a year later. A Bagaris might be a little bit of time, and Almana was 30 days. So that was the time that you would have to prepare for the wedding, that I have to prepare to consummate the marriage, and that's what we call a chuppah, going to the rishus of the husband and full rishus. Then he's able to be made for the nedarim. That's a nafkamina deraisa. He's able to make for the nedarim on his own. That's a level deraisa change that happens. And also her status of which chi of misa she gets also changes from erisin to nisuin. There's nafkaminas on deraisas between erisin and nisuin. So here, when the stage of erisin, both the husband and the father are needed to be able to remove the neder. So now the Mishnah tells us, meisav, if the father dies, lo nisrok rishus labal. The right to remove her neder and to be do hafara does not transfer to the husband. The father's right does not transfer to the husband. However, meisaval, if the husband dies, nisrok nereshus l'av, the right to remove her nedarim actually and do hafara is actually transferable to the father. The Gemara is going to discuss why that should be. What's the difference between the husband and the father? Bazeh, in this halacha, yafe koachav mikoach abal. The power of the father is greater than the power of the husband. B'davar acher yafe koach abal mikoach ever. And a different halacha, the husband has a stronger koach than the father. Which halacha is this? Shabal mefer bebeger. The husband is able to uproot the nedarim of his arus once, or we're going to see exactly what the case is, the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly is the case, once she becomes a bogeris. So bogeris, again, I mentioned there's three stages of a woman. There's a ketana, below the age of 12. So she can be married off by father midoreisa. Then there's a nara who is married off, that's from 12 to 12 and a half. That's like this in-between shit. She's still a gedola, but she's still the rishus of her father. Her father could be uprooting her neder. If she's not married, her father is a kolkolo in charge of her neder. That's a nara. And then after 12 and a half and onwards, is a bogeris. She's a full-fledged gedola. She's an earn her own rishus. The father can no longer be made for her in a darm, as we mentioned in the introduction to this parak. That's the halacha over here. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah tells us, so abal mefer bebeger, ve'av ena mefer beger. So above the age of 12 and a half, the father, the husband is able to be uproot the vows to do hafaras the darim, to remove the vow if he doesn't like it. And the av is not able to revoke the neder once she becomes a bogeris. As the Rush points out, how do we know that the av is not made for beneder? Because the pasuk says, beves avia benurah. The pasuk talking about nedarim says specifically, beves avia benurah, which we're learning out that only in the stage of nairus from 12 to 12 and a half does the father have the koach to be able to revoke the nedarim of his daughter. That's the halacha over here. So, sorry. So the Gemara says, my taima. What's the reason for this halacha that we should assume that the ability to be able to be made for the nedarim does not transfer from the father to the husband? Why does it not do that? So the Ran just points out that the Gemara uses specifically the shon of my taima because the Gemara, not Minelan, let's say, Minelan uses this, where do we know this from? Why is my taima? What's the reason? Because we're going to assume later on, the Gemara is going to ask later on, where we learn that the father has the sole right to remove the nedarim upon the death of the husband. So that, we're not asking. That, we're asking just my taima. The Gemara is asking my taima because we're saying that, that specifically, just what's the reason that this same status that we're going to mention with regards to the father does not also go to the husband. So that's what the Gemara is wondering. So Gemara says, Damar Kra, because the following. Damar Kra benurea beis aviha. The pasuk says, when she's a nara in her father's house, benurea beis aviha. So this seems to imply that when is she in her father's house, all the while that she's binurea, that seems to be that binurea, by definition, is always beis avia. That's what the Gemara seems to be assuming. Whenever it's in the stage of nairus, whenever she's binurea from 12 to 12 and a half, she's always considered beis avia. Even though her husband dies, so then, she's still gonna be in her father's ashus. And the other way around is really the Ikar Drasha, the Gemara is assuming that if the father dies, she's still considered beves avia. She's still considered the father has ashus, but he's dead. So therefore, the full ashus does not transfer to the husband because he's no longer alive, but there's still idea of binu urea. Beis avia, no matter what, binu urea, she's considered part of beis avia. There we're learning that the husband would not have the ashus to be able to fully make for the neder when the father is no longer alive. So now the Gemara asks, Meis habal nistrok nereshus la'av. However, if the husband dies, then the reshus is transferring back to the father. Minalan, where do I know this from? What pasuk teaches me that? Amar Rabba, Rabba tells us, Amar Kra, Vimayo, Siel Ish, Unidarea Alea. The pasuk says, if after being married, she has nedarim upon herself. So this is talking about as Ron points out, that the previous pasuk. So the pasuk is telling us the previous pasuk told us that we're talking about the father who's able to be made for his daughter. So since over here, since the pasuk is telling that the father is able to be made for the darm of a single girl. So we're learning over here that this is something which is the father's ashus. And the fact that we're mentioning the pasuk of again imayosi yeah. Two times of lashon of getting married, so we're referring over here that there's two acts of kiddushin taking place. Havaya many times implies the lashon of being married. So what are we learning? So we're learning out that even as she had been married through Erisin, the reshus goes back to the father. Turning on to the next Talmud. So we're learning mekish kedome havaya shnei la kedome havaya rishonim. We're making a hekish between the two acts of kiddushin. The havaya is a lashon of being, like meaning she's literally being. She's being with her husband through Erisin. So that it's comparing the cases of a naira prior to the second marriage, just like a naira prior to the first act of kedushin prior to her first marriage. What is the halacha? Ma kidume havaya rishona av mefer lechudei. The halacha is that just like to the prior act, the first act of kedushin, before the first act of kedushin, who's in charge? She's a naira. It's her father by himself. Av kidume havaya shnia av mefer lechudei. Even after the husband had done erisin, if he either divorced her or died, the halacha is then she is fully back in the jurisdiction of her father because she did not do nisuin yet and she's still not a bogeris. So the halacha is from this lashon, we learn out that midaraisa, it goes back to the father and he has the rishos to be able to make for the nedarim. So the Gemara says, but maybe, ema anemile benedarim shelo ne'eril arus. Maybe that this halacha is only going to apply to nedarim that were not fit for the arus that he didn't hear about. But the darim were not fit, meaning those that he had heard about, the father is not able to be mefer if the arus died. So if the arus died, so then we're assuming that maybe in that case, that we should assume that the father should not have the ability to be able to be made for such a neder. So the Gemara says, "Even a darim shelo nira la'arus." If you're going to tell me that the whole hekesh, the fact that the two ideas, the havaya rishona, the havaya rishia, the two ideas of you being married, the idea that just like before the first marriage, which is kol kulo, obviously she's not married yet, so she's in the rishus of her father, is similar to that where she had been with the first husband and he died. So that cases are not going to. So if that's the case of the hekesh, is telling you minera besavia nafka. We don't need this hekesh because we could have learned minera besavia that she's in the father's house. Since the Arus never had the jurisdiction over the Nadarim, at least Kol Kulo, and she, after his death, is back to her father's house. So the Pasuk itself, Lechora, should tell me that the fact that she's an Arus in the interim makes no difference, and she should, and he should be able to be made for such Nadarim. So then, Lechora, this Hekesh must be teaching you, Elamai, even if the husband had heard about it and he died, then the halacha would be that the father is able to be made for those Nadarim by himself. That's what we learn from this second reboy of the hekesh between the havaya rishona and the havaya hashnia. Very good. Now the mishnah continues bezeyav hakoch av mikoch abal, that the father is stronger, that because he's able to be made for the nedarim when the husband dies, and vice versa, if the father dies, the husband is not able to be made for the nedarim at least until he does nesurin. As opposed to the hemshech hamishnah is important, because what we're going to be discussing is opposed to the case where you have the case of the husband, he's able when she's a bogeres to be able to be made for the nedarim, as opposed to the father who cannot. So the Gemara asks, Heichidami, what exactly is the case in which an arus can be made for the nedarim of his wife when she's a bogeres? Ile mashekitshak shinara ubagra. You're going to tell me the cases where he was mekadesh as a nara, and then she became a bogeres. Subsequently, she became a bogeres. She became 12 and a half. So then michti. Let's analyze this case. Let's look. Misa matzia ubagras matzia mershus av. The idea of the halacha is that the father's death removes her from her father's jurisdiction, and it doesn't move to the children. Maybe I would have thought her older brothers, if she has older brothers, would be able to also remove her nedarim. The Gemara in Ksubas explicitly learns out from the pasuk in Daf Mem Gimel, "V'inchaltem osam levnechem." We learn out from there that you should pass to them, meaning to the levnechem. That doesn't talk about evaknani, as opposed to the schus that you had with your daughters to be able to marry her off and to be able to be made for the nedarim, that is not passed along to the brothers. I mean, derabanan, we allow you to the mother and the brother to marry her off. That's fully kedushin derabanan. Many different nafkaminas, because it's derabanan, it's not a marriage at all on level d'oraisa. As opposed to the father marrying off his bitok tana, the halacha is that fully is a marriage on a level of d'oraisa. So again, so we learn out the when the father dies, the rishus does not transfer to the brothers or anybody else. So therefore, misa metzia bagros metzia rishus av ma misa lo nisrak rishus labal. So just like the father's death, the right that he had to be able to make for nedarim does not transfer to the husband. So too, af bagros lo nisrak l'rishus labal. So I would have assumed that with bagros, the right that the father has to be able to remove the nedarim when she's a nara should not transfer to the husband. So the Gemara is asking on this Mishnah, where do we get this halacha from? When the husband was mekadesh, she was still a nara over whom the father has jurisdiction when it comes to the nedarim. So that should not pass when they become a bogeres, now that the father lost his rishus. Ella, so it can't be that that's the case. Rather, shekitshak she bogeres. You must be talking about a case where the husband had been mekadesh her when she's already above the age of 12 and a half. In that case, there is no rishus of the father. The father loses all rishus after she's a bogeres. So therefore, then the Gemara is assuming at this point, the Ran says, that we're assuming that when the time for nisuin comes, because he's when it comes to an arus, he's not able to be made for the nedarim of his bogeres arusa. Rather, only once they become the nisuin. So it's nisuin that's pasha. That's already the din d'oraisa. No, we must be talking about the time of nisuin came. They used to give them time to be able to get married. Usually, have time to prepare. Again, a woman who's an ara would have 12 months, have a year. A woman who's a bogeres would have less time. So the halacha is when that time came, the giyazman velonisa. That was the first mishnah k'suvis. So the halacha is the husband has to start supporting his wife, and as a result of him supporting his wife, he's also able to be made for her nedarim. So the Gemara says, so that's the kitchen she begaris, that's what I'm about the case. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so hatanin echadazimna, we already learned this Mishnah. On Dafan Gemma, we're going to mention that. The Mishnah tells us, habagaris shashasa shneimasar chodesh, that Rabbi Lezer says, that since Mekeva and that the husband is Chayev and Mizonos, he's also going to be able to be made for the Nedarim. That's what we learn. So again, she's a Bogeres, who's an Arusa. 12 months have passed. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha is, he's allowed to be made for the Nedarim. As opposed to, the Chachamim would disagree with that. The Chachamim disagree and they hold that he cannot be made for the Nedarim. He's assuming that with the idea where you're able to support her, it gives you the koach to be able to be made for the Nedarim. So the Gemara is asking, why is it necessary for the Tana to teach the halacha two different times? once in our Mishnah, and then the Mishnah later on, that's quoted over here as well. So again, if we're assuming, as we suggested, that the Mishnah is telling us an Aros is able to be made for the Nadarim when she's a Bogeris, refers to after the 12 months when you no longer, when you're, rather you are Chayav now to support her. So Lechora, our Mishnah seems to be, just repetitive. And now you're going to tell me that she's a Rabbi Elazar over here. Okay, so we know that's a Machlokas based on the Mishnah later on. So why are you telling me this Chiddush? So the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha, but wait. So the Lechor, this Mishnah is seemingly problematic inherently. Before we get to the answer now, the Mishnah is problematic. Amar ta Bogeres Shishalta Shneimasar Chodesh. A Bogeres who waits 12 months. Bogeres Lamele Shneimasar Chodesh. Why do I need 12 months for a Bogeres? Bogeres Bashloshim Yom Sagila. Bogeres can be as little as 30 days. You need a little background over here. The Lacha is, Rav Huna tells us in Ksubis, and Daphne and Zayin Obeis, that the Mishnah teaches us that each person has to give, is entitled to 12 months to prepare for the Nisuin. That's when she's a Naira. However, when she's already a Bogeres, she has less time, she only needs 30 days, she's only given 30 days. So the Gemara actually over there rejected Rav Huna, saying that a Bogeres is only gonna, we don't really assume that it only requires 30 days. The Gemara assumes that we give a Bogeres 12 months as a starting point, from which we subtract that amount. Let's say she's already, whatever, 12 and 10 months already. So she's already gone through 4 months. So we'll only give her 8 months after that. And if she's up until the point where she is, if she's already about to be, as in a case where she's already a Bogeres, waiting 1 month, and she's about to be 13 and a half, so at that point, we'd only give her 1 month, so the halacha could be that it could be 30 days. The Rambam points out, it's like, lav dafka means that it could be up to shloshim yom. It could be as little as 30 days, could be enough for a Bogeres. So why is it, again, why are you assuming that it's 12 months over here? So the Gemara says, Tani Bogeres is Shavish Shashas Tashne Masar Chod. You're right. The Mishnah of Bogeres, because a Bogeres we see can be little as 30 days. Depends how long she needs to require, how old she is at that point. Or Anara, who is a regular girl, is waiting 12 months. That's the general period of waiting for a woman, or a Bogeres right away, or a Naira, who has waited 12 months. So the lock would be that she gets 12 months. So again, so we've answered that point about the Bogeres of a Shishas or Shneimasar Chodesh. It doesn't really mean that. It means really a Bogeres Vishishas or Shneimasar Chodesh. So that's the way the Mishnah should be said. So that we've answered the Hagufa Kasha. But now, going back to our question is Mikomakom Kasha, that our question is a very good question. The Mishnah is repeating itself. Our Mishnah is teaching us that the Bogeres is allowed to, the husband who's not yet done his suin, but the time has come for him to support his wife. He's able to be made for the Nadarim. So our Mishnah is following Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. But that's repeated later. We already know that that's going to be Shitas Rabbi Eliezer based on the Mishnah later on Ayin Gimel. So Lechora, why are we repeating the same halacha? So the Gemara answers two different possibilities. Ibai Seima, first answer we could suggest is Hacha Davka. In our Mishnah, the halacha is specifically mentioned Ubogeres Katani Hacha Davka. The Iker purpose is mentioned over here. That this is the primary place where we want to mention this halacha, and there Ubogeres Katani Asam Mishum Debay Afligin Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan. There we just want to mention the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan. That's not so pashut that you should know it's a machlokas. So that's why we're repeating it. We have to know it's a machlokas. Meaning, here's the ikar halacha that even when that we can find a case where there's a chumrah by the case of a Bogeres, that her husband has the ability to be made for the Nadarim even when he's not Nesua yet, even if the Higi Azman, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. And then Agav, later on we have to mention, by the way, you should know, it's a Machlokas. So that's the Halacha over there. That's the first answer. Or, Ibais Ema Bogeres Dafka. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a Bogeres, it's talking about a Bogeres Dafka. V'aydin Nasiv Risha B'zeh, that we could say that it's, that since the Mishnah over here mentions the first part of the Mishnah in this Halacha, that the Koach of the father, to be able to have more koach than the husband. Nasif Seva Nami Bazeh. He also mentions the latter part that in this halacha, the power of the husband is greater than that of the father. So since the Tana mentions the first part of the Mishnah, we want to mention that Aliba, the Rabbi Lezer, we could find another halacha, and the father, the koach of the husband is stronger than that of the father. That's what we mentioned over here. And there's the Iker Tana. But it's not repetitive. Each of the Ibai Seva suggests that it wouldn't be a repetitive point to mention it, because we're mentioning it here, either Agav, that once we see one halacha where the father is stronger, we want to see at least, according to at least one Tana, halacha where the husband is stronger. Or because, no, this is the Iker halacha. We want to know that after 12 months, like Rabbi Lezer, and then later we just mentioned, by the way, that's a machlokas. You should know that's a machlokas. Okay? Mirtashem will pick up with Daf Ayin Aleph, the Nadaris, V'i Arusa, Mirtashem, in tomorrow's Daf.